Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us here in just a moment with a complete recap of those markets, and it's coming up right after this.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows, and the land, and of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org.
It's one of the biggest sale events of the year for the folks at Superior Livestock. We're talking about their annual Labor Day event. This year, it's Labor Day 35, September 10th through the 12th, to be seen on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on Rural TV on the Dish Network as well. For details, you can call the folks at Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Their catalog deadline is Monday, August 25th. Video deadline, September 2nd. For details on Labor Day 35, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And as we take a look at our livestock futures, another rough day for the cattle futures yesterday, Tom. Boy, feeder cattle particularly yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. Yesterday was the second straight session of triple-digit losses across the board for the entire cattle complex. Profit-taking, sales stops, outright selling, all this pulled the cattle futures lower. At the same time, prices are declining for the cattle in the feed yards, boxed beef prices, and the feeder index. Now, Friday is our cattle on feed and our cold storage report, and that cattle on feed report is looking for an estimate of on feed 97.6% of a year ago. The July placements, 90.9%, in July marketings at 91.7%. Now, also yesterday, the choice box beef was down $1.36, select boxes down 84 cents, but another very good movement, this time 178 lows. The cattle kill was estimated at 113,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 65 cents. At the moment, we're holding lower. October live cattle down a nickel, October feeder cattle down 92 cents, October lean hogs 75 cents lower.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures as they closed yesterday. And, well, not quite as bad as the cattle, but still everything finishing negative yesterday.
Exactly, Dave. The trading yesterday was lower for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, and they all did close on a negative note. The November soybeans yesterday did make a new contract low, while the corn and the soybeans moved, I meant to say corn and the wheat, moved closer to their contract lows. A lack of price-friendly news pressured the grains as much as anything yesterday, and a pro farmer tour yesterday evening pegged the Illinois crop at 197 bushels per acre. The August USDA estimate was for 188. Now, tonight, the Pro Farmer Tour will release the results of Iowa and Minnesota. Trading is higher at the moment in the grains, and the volume overnight has been on the positive side. We are looking at December Casey wheat now, 2 cents higher. December corn up a quarter of a penny. November soybeans also up a quarter of a penny. December cotton up 48 points. October crude oil 53 cents lower. September dollar index 4 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures 43 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today and, of course, look very forward to talking with you in the morning once again. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.